The American dream has become a nightmare.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report, and I have with me today from Central Islip, let me get that right, Long Island, New York, Miss Danielle P. Miller. She's a special ed teacher in New York. Took the initiative to go to the United States Department of Justice, a special ed teacher working with disadvantaged children. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, just Danielle, that unto itself, making a career out of working with people that young people that are don't have the advantages that you and I have, that in itself is a badge of honor for you. I'm very proud that we have people that have the love and the compassion to go out there and to do something. A lot of people give lip service about being compassionate to their fellow man. Well, you're actually doing that. And then to transform your love and your compassion for disadvantaged children into an adult. And I call her Teresa Schindler or Terry Schindler. I had to break myself of the habit of calling her Terry Schiavo, because in my estimation, Danielle, she is not married. What is some of the other things that you've turned up about this issue about Terry? And then what did you put into your brief? I can't read the whole thing on air, but in your communique to the United States Department of Justice, what are some of the things that you told these fine folks?
Well, some of the things the initial purpose of this complaint is that Terry should have been able to divorce Mr. Schiavo. She should not have to remain married to a man that, as we were discussing before, has been living with another woman, has two children with another woman. Just from that fact alone, not even taking into account the questions of abuse, the questions of neglect, the questions of financial abandonment, in that the money that he's supposed to be putting towards her rehabilitation just suddenly stopped in 2003 when he was granted, you know, the malpractice suits. It's something that greatly frustrates me.
Well, and some people, now Danielle, and I'm sure you can imagine this, some people might say that, well, poor Mr. Schiavo, poor Michael, it's been 13 years, he's been robbed of the flower of his youth. Here he is, a virile, strapping young man, and, well, who could blame him from going out there and shacking up with another woman and having a couple of children by this woman? I mean, doesn't even Michael need love, too?
I'm sure he does, and he had the right to say, okay, Terry can have a divorce. He could have divorced her, but he, something that I thought of, his vows in marriage, to love, honor, and cherish, sickness and in health, till death do us part, forsaking all others. Those vows were made, whether you're religious or not, what they were made before God, they were made before the state, because he's legally married in state and by God. And in breaking those vows, he's breaking his contract of marriage. I would understand, okay, you can't handle this anymore, this is too much for you, then take yourself out of the equation, allow Terry to have a divorce, or dissolution of marriage is actually what it's called when the person is incapacitated, grant the dissolution of marriage, and let her parents take care of her and give her the rehabilitation that she needs. Because had that happened, we might not be talking about a feeding tube today. Because if she received the rehabilitation that she needed, she might be able to swallow today. She might be able to speak and laugh and talk with her parents today and communicate the words, I want to live. But she can't do that because she never received her therapy because of her so-called guardian and husband.
And what a gift having parents like she has. How many people can lay claim to have loving parents like Terry has?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of gifts here. They're being summarily...
They're being discarded.
Yes, they are. We'll take the break. We'll take phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids, they're not genetically engineered, they're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Some people may not know this. I have actually, on another issue, spoken to Sheriff McDougal. He was down in Fort Myers, Florida, county sheriff down there. And he has since retired. He was arrested in Pinellas Park for trying to take some water to Terry. And a lot of people have weighed in on this thing. If you go to terrysfight.org, terrysfight.org, there's the latest information about Terry. 12 days without food and water, folks, and it gives you the complete litany. All the videos that have been taken, all the motions that Judge Greer denying the emergency motion based on Terry's attempts to communicate, the neurologist for the DCF. The DCF was actually going to go in there and snatch her, and, of course, the judge put the brakes on that. Who? That's right, Mr. Hemlock, Judge Greer himself. And the DCF has got the authority from the Florida state statutes to do that, but, hey, it doesn't matter. So a lot on that website. And that website, by the way, I'm looking at the counter. That has received 3,263,815 hits just on that website. And I don't know if the media's, at one time they put that website out, but they no longer do it. But that just tells you the interest. I mean, we even had the Pope in Rome that's not doing too well himself. weigh in on the Terry issue also. There's a lot going on with this, folks. 12 days, she's going to be dead within sight of anywhere from now in the next several days, 4 to 5 days, she will be dead. And I don't know, Danielle, it is frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It is heartbreaking. It is, I'm a talk show host. I'm supposed to come up with adjectives and descriptions, and but this goes beyond anything that I've ever experienced in my life.
It leaves you speechless.
It does, and that's not good for a talk show host.
No.
And by the way, I've got to tell you something. You have never done radio before.
No.
You've never done any interviews, and you are a steeled trooper. I've got to hand it to you, and that just tells me the power of your conviction and who you are. You and I have never talked before. You and I have never met, and you're some lady that that we ran across up there in Central Islip, Long Island, New York, but a person of great compassion, but just not more than that. I mean, it's much more than that. You did something. You did an action. You just didn't leave the words lay or your prayers or whatever the case might have been. You took a direct action, and for that, my commendation, ma'am. You are a special person.
I'd like to quote Ronald Reagan, if I could.
Absolutely.
He once said, and I'm quoting directly, to sit back hoping that someday, some way, someone will make things right is to go on feeding the crocodile, hoping he will eat you last, but eat you he will. I'm doing this for Terry, for her family, for anybody that's in the condition that she is in. To have your rights taken away from you is beyond comprehension as a citizen. I can't fathom it, and I would hope that that would never happen to me. And so that's one of the reasons why I've done this, especially since I work with children who are disabled. And they're certainly not disabled to the degree that Terry is. The students that I have, you know, they function in the public school. I work in a public school. And I've had conversations with my students. I had debates last week. I teach an inclusion class, which is, you know, the mainstream students with special education students. And we had a debate about Terry's issues. And swallowing everything that I had to present Mr. Schiavo's case without bias. Difficult though it was, I did. And then I presented the Schindler's case, their daughter. My students, there was approximately 25 of them in the room, and about half of them felt that the government shouldn't be getting involved in personal matters. Okay, fine. But there is not one student, not one, and it's a relatively liberal town that I'm in, not one student felt that someone should be put to death by starvation, even if it was at their own wanting. It's just a horrible way to end your life. The euphoria that everyone talks about, that doesn't matter. Even if there is euphoria, you have to get to that euphoria, and there's too much pain. I don't see any dignity in this at all. I don't see any dignity in it.
Certainly. The number one job, supposedly, of the government is the protection of its people. I don't see where the protections, and I've heard all the arguments from the high-powered attorneys, Danielle, on this. And they bring up that point that, you don't want the government meddling around in your life. Well, they sold the same bill of goods on the issue, and they had me back in the 70s when all this was going on, the big debates about how it was sold to me. Well, do you want the government meddling in your life? If you were a woman, would you want the government telling you what to do with your own body? And, of course, the knee-jerk reaction to that one is, well, of course I wouldn't. But we're not talking necessarily about that. We're talking about the blanket here of the protection of life. I mean, we can talk about civil liberties. We can talk about all of those things. But the protection and the sanctity and the dignity of life is what is at stake here. And these people intentionally, I could say, failed miserably. Maybe we could give them a litmus test and they come up on the wrong side of it. Mm. No, it's deeper than that.
It's much deeper than that.
Let's go to the phones. And we've got loaded lines here. Maggie in Texas. Hello, Maggie. You're with Danielle. Hi. Go ahead. Do we have her?
Hello?
There you are.
Who did you ask for?
Maggie.
Yeah, that's me. Hi. I want in particular to commend Danielle for mounting this challenge, which takes specifically addresses Chiavo's unfitness as a guardian. I've been wondering the entire time why nobody else has actually sought to do that, because it seems so obvious that this guy should not be in charge of her. But I also have another question, and that is, people now talk about how on her initial admission to the hospital, other injuries, suspicious injuries like broken bones and so on, were detected, raising the issue of abuse or possible abuse. And I'm just wondering how that information was kept from her own parents, because obviously if they had known about something like that, it's unlikely they would have signed over their power of attorney or guardianship, whatever it's called. Can you answer that, please?
Well, I don't know. Should I answer that?
Well, do you have the answer for that? If you don't,
can,
you don't.
Absolutely.
If you can, go ahead.
Well, they never signed over their guardianship rights.
Oh.
She was married when this happened to her, so immediately he was her guardian. Mr. Chiavo was her guardian right away. They've been trying to get guardianship rights back. They've been doing that since 1993. Mm-hmm. 94, 93. They've been trying to get guardianship rights back, and they've constantly been denied.
I see. Okay, now I understand it. The mainstream media certainly has not explained it. Well, good luck in your efforts.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Maggie. And when did you file this with the Department of Justice, Danielle?
I actually filed it via fax this morning.
Okay.
They have not received the hard copy yet, so I don't know how long it's going to take to hear a response from them. But that is why I forwarded it to a number of other institutions, so that there was awareness out there, so that they wouldn't say, oh, well, we didn't get it in time.
Well, and I'm wondering, are the news media being made aware of this? That's the next step.
Well, the only news media I made aware of it was the Empire Journal, which I had found out about from Laura Ingraham's website in my quest for knowledge yesterday. And this is all just happening all of a sudden, I must say. I did not expect to be getting this kind of reaction so quickly.
Well, it's an issue that people have gravitated to this because, you know, Danielle, there's a lot of dynamics, there's a lot of facets to this. That people in this country right now are hurting all over the place. I mean, they really are. They're seeing things that they never thought that they'd see in their lifetime being accepted as being the norm.
Mm-hmm.
They're experiencing something that they, through generations in this country, that the next generation, the parents, were to provide for a better opportunity for their children. This is the first time in this nation's history where people are actually admitting to themselves that this is not possible. What a lot of people in this country are starting to experience is hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of dynamics to the psychology and the psychological makeup of people in this country right now. They're not happy. They may not be able to readily identify why they're not happy, but they know they're not happy. And when we have a discontented people, a mistrusting people, you know, even the founders of our great country, our great republic, the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists both said, never, never place your trust in the federal government. Don't ever do that. But yet we see more and more of the federalization of court systems, of rulings, of all sorts of things, how to regulate, how to do business, being taxed out of your socks because we have a Congress that's not responsible to its people, that have spent us into a $73 trillion hole. Forget the $7 trillion that they talk about that's the public debt. No, the debts and obligations and duties of the U.S. government is over $73 trillion. This is the reason why foreign countries are now dropping the dollar as being their reserve. We're in a bad shape here, and people, without even being reminded through the controlled, what I call the controlled medias in this country, they're sensing this. They don't have the information, but they're sensing something is very wrong. And I think a lot of people kind of gravitated to this Terry Schindler issue because it was life-affirming. There was hope. We'll be right back.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In this document that Danielle filed with the Department of Justice, Americans with Disabilities Act, it asked the question, describe the acts of discrimination, providing the names, where possible, the individuals who are discriminated. Use space on page 3 if necessary. And you filed this, you said, as a disabled person, Teresa Maria Schiavo has been unable to obtain a divorce from her husband. That's discrimination. Subsequently, a laundry list of her civil rights have been violated as a subsequent result of the ruling to maintain Mr. Schiavo as her guardian. Teresa Marie Schiavo's spousal guardian engaged in a number of activities that would have enabled her to be granted a divorce from him had she been able to file for a divorce. Such activities, beyond his neglect and refusal of medical care and therapy for her as guardian, he broke his marriage vows by abandoning her emotionally, financially, and he committed open adultery, upon which he also fathered children with a woman he committed and is still committing adultery with. Teresa Maria Schiavo was and is unable to initiate a divorce due to her disabled and incapacitated condition, and only her guardian can grant permission for a dissolution of the marriage. This is a clear conflict of interest in that the very person that she would want a divorce from is the person who would have to grant such permission. The fact that she can be not be granted a divorce from an adulterer and a suspected abuser is based solely on the fact that she is an incapacitated person and therefore discriminatory. Her next of kin, Mr. and Mrs. Schindler, her parents should be allowed to intervene on her behalf and attempt to prove that Terry would have wanted a divorce and or that a divorce from Mr. Schiavo is warranted, therefore removing his rights as her guardian. Sounds pretty sound to me. Let's go back to the phones. Anne in Ohio. Hello, Anne.
Hi. I just want to tell that Danielle, thank you for her initiative on stepping forward. You know, here in Ohio, I didn't know what I could do, but I had called our local talk show and was giving my opinion of it, that I thought it was terrible, and how Americans don't even think for themselves anymore. They listen to the television, the facts are given, and then they tell you what to think about it. And so we're all they taught us how to think that this is okay and torture is okay. And, you know, it just really makes me sad because the United States used to be above the fray. We, you know, we were, we set the standard, and now we are the fray because of what this regime has done to us. And I really think the Bush boys could have done something about this, but, you know, this is part of their agenda to limit the population, and they're going to start with the weak first. So I'm glad that somebody has come up with an idea, and I don't know, it may be too late because I am in the healthcare profession, and this is a very long time to be without food and water. And I had a time where my father has cancer, and I prayed and fasted for 4 days, and although I gave myself water, I was so sick after the 4 days. And my dad's doing good, though, well, so it was worth it.
Well, and you being in the medical profession, I mean, this was the ironies of ironies for me.
Yeah.
When Michael Schiavo said that, well, when Terry dies, we're going to have to do an autopsy so I can prove she was brain damaged. What is happening to her brain right now without fluids, without nutrition? What's happening to her brain right now that obviously has been lacking much stimuli that a normal regimen of care would have provided?
Yeah, well, it's deteriorating even more because your brain has to have sugar, glucose, in order to function, and because I'm sure our blood sugar has been so low because of not taking in any food that the cells are dying. So she's even going to be worse.
Did anybody think that she could last 12 days? I mean, what are they going to do when it goes 14 days and she's still alive? There was a viable human being there fighting for life. What are they going to say when day 14 rolls around? This is the most incredible thing, and the sands through the hourglass are just falling ever steadily, ever constantly. Her life's blood is flowing out. When is enough enough?
Yeah, and reading on the internet that here the husband is ordering an autopsy. You know, like if my husband would walk in and say, I'm ordering an autopsy for you. She's not even dead yet, and he's throwing the dirt over her head. You know, this autopsy, it'll probably be equivalent to the autopsy that John Kennedy had. Did you see that
yeah.
The Bush connection, the
yeah.
JFK Bush connection? The guy never did an autopsy before in his life. He's going to be some man that's going to be told what to write down. So that is going to be frivolous. And do you know what I mean?
I'd like to add something to that.
Yes.
As far as the autopsy goes, Mr. Schiavo said his lawyer came out and said that, you know, he strongly urges that an autopsy done requests, whatever the word is. The reason, when he wants to cremate her, Mr. Schiavo would like to cremate Terry, and something that is required before cremation is an autopsy. So I see that as a very convenient request. He's requesting an autopsy, which is going to be required anyway since he plans on cremating her.
I see. So he's just looking to cover his tail. So, well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Ann. Holland, Megan, and others, just hang on. We'll get to your calls. My guest today, very courageous lady, Miss Danielle P. Miller, special ed teacher up in Long Island, New York, that had enough and said, I've got to try something. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back. Let's go back to the phones. Holland in Virginia. Hello, Holland.
Yes. Hey, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
I tell you, most of the folks that I associate with here in Virginia, especially at church, are going to support Bush no matter what. If Bush were the guy down there making the decisions instead of her husband, they'd still vote for the guy and still support him, in every way they could.
I understand. And you know what? And part of that, I do believe, Holland, is people trying to cling on to any semblance of something that in their heart and soul tells them that's good. But,
right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
A couple other things in my mind here, too. Now, if she were, say, to be a member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, how many folks would be on her side right now?
That's a good question.
Or possibly, for example, my question would be, if we turn this thing 180 degrees, now she seems to be the problem that we're trying to deal with. But say, for example, you remember back a few years ago when Ron Brown bit the dust and all that accident stuff that, happened during the Clinton administration with a lot of folks and on up into this Bush administration, the first Bush administration. What happens if this guy's lawyer or this guy, say, for example, steps in front of a bus and gets bumped off today?
Are you talking about the lawyer or are you talking about Michael Schiavo?
Either one. He wouldn't be much without his lawyer.
No, he certainly wouldn't be.
Yeah, so what happens there? Who does it fall to then to make the decision?
Well, I'm sure that he would, Danielle, and my sense about this is that Michael would run right back into court and just file some paperwork saying that this is my new representation. I don't think anything would change there.
All right, but, you know, I'm surprised that, you know, the way the Bushes have dealt over the years and things like this, I'm surprised they haven't thought about his elimination to solving the whole problem.
Well, and again, Jeb, see, the way this country was put together, and I've got to constantly remind people this, is the federal government had its distinct role. We are a nation of 50 sovereign countries bound together and under the umbrella of the Fed, okay, the FedGov, but the governor of a state has just about as much power ruling his nation down there as the president of the United States of America. He has the ability to pardon. I mean, if we can take a convicted murderer and pardon a convicted murderer on death row, or any criminal, and we saw Bill Clinton do a lot of this toward the last days of his second administration, pardoning all kinds of people, Mark Rich, I mean, the list goes on and on. The governor of Florida has the same power in that capacity that the president of the United States does.
No. You know, the other day at church, I asked two questions of a congregation. First question was, I said, if you had a family pet that was aged or ailing in some way, and you wanted to see it go ahead and pass beyond its misery, and you put it in a cage and put it outside in your front yard along the street without any food or water for a couple of weeks, what would be the repercussions there? Then the second part
yeah.
of...
I'll answer that one. You'll find yourself in court. You'll be issued a citation, and if PETA happens to see it, the PETA people or some animal lover happens to see it, a complaint's going to be filed. You're going to receive a ticket of some sort or a summons to court, and then you're going to have to deal with the court system over what? Animal cruelty. I mean, we're talking about people cruelty here. And somehow, human life in this country has been something less than treatment toward animals.
Well, my second part to my question was, I said, now, brethren, I says, if that were the case, would you also be apt to turn away any good Samaritans that might happen along with some water or some bread for that family pet? And, you know, after I made those remarks, the room went silent, but, you know, for the rest of the day at church, nobody had a clue as to what I was even talking about. Brain deadness prevails in this country big time.
Well, comfortableness does, it still prevails. And whatever keeps people in their comfortable realm and does, they don't allow themselves to think about these unpleasant things, God forbid. You know, I just hope that people do not find themselves, and it's going to happen. Somebody's going to find themselves in a similar situation. And they're going to be thinking, well, maybe I should have gotten more involved in this issue with Terry. Maybe I should have done more, because here it comes again. I mean, Danielle brought up Karen Ann Quinlan. You know, kind of a similar case. Everybody knew about that one. This is the second go around with Terry Schindler, and it's going to happen again.
Yeah. Anyway, keep up the good work out there. I appreciate your program.
You might want to, Holland, you may want to consider changing churches or just go read your Bible by yourself, because I don't think these people are of much earthly use.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know where I'd go to be much different.
Okay. Thanks, Holland.
Thank you. Bye.
Megan in Pennsylvania. Hello, Megan.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
A couple things. Just a lot of admiration for her going ahead and doing this. And I think there's a situation that... You know, it always amazes me that people think that George Bush is pro-life. And one of the things that I was not aware of that during his governorship in Texas, besides the drugging of mental screening of children that he initiated there, he signed off on a bill that is called the Advance Directive Bill. And using that bill last week in Texas, although the parents wanted to keep a six-month-old child alive, the doctor and the Board of Ethics of a hospital decided that the child's life was not worth saving, and so they pulled the feeding tubes and hydration from that child, and I don't know if he's dead yet, but I'm sure he will be eventually, and that's the law in Texas. If no matter what the family wants, if your life isn't worth keeping, it's not going to be kept.
Well, and here's the danger. And here's the danger as I see it. You don't want the government in the family's life decisions.
Right.
You don't really want that. On the other hand, the government and supposedly the court systems, for all their ballyhoo and all their pomp and ceremony, are there to protect public interest. I do not see where this necessarily they've taken up the gauntlet here for the protecting people kind of deal. I mean, that's just not there. Obviously, it's not there. This Judge Greer, my gosh. I mean, this brings new meaning to the term hanging judge, I would think.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it is, and unfortunately, it is such a slippery slope, too, because I feel really strongly that this is an appalling action. But on the other hand, if it were intervention from the Congress or the federal government in some way, what kind of a slippery slope is that when they start picking and choosing, you know, when they're going to step in and tell the state what they can and cannot do? And that's a very, it's already bad enough that they're doing that.
And that was the, that's my point. I mean, mm-hmm. we have, and we know this, that then the state, and you mentioned this, Danielle, that the state marries you. You've got to ask permission of the state and obtain your marriage license. And in many states, you have to take blood tests and this, that, and the other. There's certain criteria that you've got to meet before you're granted that permission slip from the state to marry. But on that marriage certificate, some states have it, some states don't. But it always shows up that basically the state is the father. The mother, of course, is the birth mother, but it doesn't really have the husband's name spelled out in the capacity that this is a union between man and wife, and they have a child, and the state recognizes. This is not a certificate of recognition. This is one of permission. Now, it allows the state, through different agencies, to come in, and sometimes they do good, more times they do harm, to interfere various agencies can interfere with families and their determinations. I have urged people to do a living will and get this notarized. Get it down on paper. Sit down with your family and say, look, these are the conditions that I would find acceptable for you fighting for my life if I'm not able to do it myself. And set the parameters and set the conditions. But get it on paper, because I'll tell you what, more and more, this is going to be happening more and more. We've got strangers adjudicating literally life and death in this country. And this is not a good way to go. There was a lot of attention paid to this case worldwide, captured the entire imagination of the world because of these issues. Now, the media is not coming out and really spelling this thing out and boiling it down, going, well, here's the real points to this, and let's discuss this. No, they're not going to do that. I mean, it's heartbreaking. I don't know what else to say. Anything else, Megan?
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. And let's do one more call, and then this lady, Danielle, being her first radio interview ever, a real trooper. And I'll say this again. She's not nervous, folks. All this is set aside because she has what? Conviction. She's got the power of her conviction. You want to find some courage in your life, ladies and gentlemen? Have the courage of your own convictions. And you know what happens at that point? There's no sacrifice. You don't feel put out, because your level of commitment will offset any feelings of giving something up of your own. And that's what this woman has done, and I applaud her for that. One last caller, Ron in Connecticut. Hello, Ron. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, John? Thanks
Good.
For having me on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see a lot of people on this, you know, the country, women, especially a lot of women that have a lot of courage. And I know about you. I respect you very much, very much. You developed the militias in this country. But I just like to know what's going on with the militias in this country. I call Mom, Militia of Montana, in there. You know, that they particularly don't want to hear it. I asked them, you know, if they're going to do anything about any kind of the situations. And they basically said, well, we're taking a defensive posture. He says, you know, has anyone coming through your door lately? And I said, well, no. I said, but I mean, how do you expect to take your country back, you know, if you're just going to sit there and wait for someone to come to you in Montana?
And the idea, Danielle, I know that you're not anywhere near understanding what we were just discussing right there. But
no, I definitely wasn't.
Yeah, well, what it is, if you read the Founding Fathers, you read their communiques, you read their letters, you read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers, and you get into the mindset of what the Founders, I mean, this is, we're only talking a couple of hundred years ago, so, you know, it's not that long ago. But if you take a look at what they were talking about and what they intended, it's totally 180 degrees out. And what the militias were started for in this country was to literally protect life under under duress and under you got to turn your radio down. It's echoing in my ear.
Okay.
Okay. You got it off?
Wait a minute.
Okay, I thought I heard somebody in the background, and it's me.
Okay.
Okay. But the militias were started in case we would slide into tyrannical police state, and people would have the ability and at least the option to protect themselves and their family and their property in case we had an economic collapse in this country. The cities, if you remember back in the late 60s, mid to late 60s, I mean, we had literally cities on fire in this country. And it was a move for self-protection. And it was guaranteed by the Constitution. The organized militia, which the Fed took over back in the early 70s, I think under Nixon, and they made it the National Guard. These were supposed to be the guard for the respective states. Well, that was changed. But there was a provision for the unorganized militia. And this was the militia, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that fought against the King George for our independence here in this country. So it's steeped in a lot of history, and there's a lot to back that up. And I'll tell you what,
John, if
you would, Ron, just hold on a second,
and
I'll put you on hold, and I'll answer your question more in depth.
I'm sorry.
But what I'm going to do here is and thank Danielle Miller once again for joining us on the program. And, Danielle, I will be in touch with you to see what kind of response you get back from the Department of Justice. It is day 12. It will be day 13 tomorrow morning for Terry Schindler.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I applaud you. You're a gem of a person because of your life's work, what you're doing with disadvantaged children. You're obviously a person of great compassion, but more importantly than that with your life, you've actually stepped up and you've committed to doing things for other people. And to do this for Terry Schindler is maybe just a little less than a miracle, but nevertheless, it is very commendable.
Well, thank you very much. I hope that I'm able to, I hope something comes of it. I truly do. And we only have a few hours, as you said before.
Absolutely.
But,
well, again, Danielle P. Miller, will be in touch, and God bless you for doing this.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, thank you. Now, folks, here is a lady that's, you know, here's a lady that's never done a radio interview in her life before. Never been on television, never been on radio. Did you hear the clarity? Did you hear her mind? Did you feel that coming over the airwaves? I did. We have people that call into this program, have been listening to this program for years, and they call up, and their nervous as drops of water on a hot skillet. They're jumping around. Why? When you have your power of conviction, folks, your fears melt away. This is one of the things that I've been trying to explain to people over the years. My God, get passionate about something. Get outside of yourself. Knock down those little things that have obviously kept you from other things in your life because you've not mustered the courage to do so. You're going to need that courage. You better find it, and you better find it fast because it's slipping. Ron in Connecticut, she did not understand anything about the militia, and I didn't want to go down that road while she was on the program.
I commend you, and I commend you for everything that you've done for this country. I think you're a brave man, and I love you with all my heart. I commend you for, you know, forming the militia in this country. But, John, I just really don't understand. I call John Trockman. I don't want to name any names here. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. But, I mean, basically he's like, well, you know, defend yourself. And I said, what about the militia? Are they going to come out and defend anyone? He said, well, we're going to defend Montana. And I said, how are we ever going to get our government back? I mean, what kind of attitude is this? I mean, I'm willing to die for my country. He says, why do you want to die for your country? I mean, wouldn't you rather live? And I'm like, No. I mean, if it takes me dying to get my country back, what's wrong with you people? Why won't you go out when women, I mean, I see women going out with, you know, with courage that, you know, women aren't really supposed to have as opposed to men. And you men won't get up off your duff, excuse my English, and go out and take your country back. You're not going to take your country back through the radio. These people don't want to listen to your petitions. If you shake a gun in the face, like the militia of Michigan said in 1995, then they'll listen to you. Then they'll listen to you.
Oh,
but
they
not going to listen to you do that.
Yeah, Ron, they listened. and would
and
be
you
one...
know that because it was on Vince Bowler's tape. You know, yeah. there was a doctor, there was a chaplain on it. He says, you know what? We tried to petition the government. And, you know, they were on the Mike Douglas show, whatever. No, not Mike Douglas. It was the other show there, Donahue.
Phil Donahue.
And Phil Donahue, and he was making fun of the militia. And he says, you know what? He says, they'll make fun of us until we shake a gun in their face, and then they'll listen. Then they'll get out of our country, and they'll pack and move.
Well,
what
see,
is it going to take for the yeah. people in this country to realize that?
Ron, and I can...
I mean,
can...
you realize that.
Ron? Hang on, we got to take a break. We'll come back, and I'll give you my short synopsis, my skinny on this deal, all right? So just hang on there. We'll take the break. Short segment coming up, and then we'll wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. By the way, we only had one call for donations into the network, Jerry in New Jersey, for $100, and he didn't even want any of the gifts. 800-724-2719. You want the network to survive so we can build it?
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Yeah, Ron, I feel uniquely qualified to talk about this issue because I was one of the guys that went around the country starting up these militias. And it has gotten to the point where I realized that we didn't have enough people. Well, what happened shortly after those militias were organized? They were directly infiltrated by the FBI.
Exactly.
And once that happened, and of course the Oklahoma City bombing, where the president, then President Clinton, got up and demonized anybody that would ever consider, and he derided people in their brand of patriotism, I guess you could call it.
Right.
That drove a lot of people underground. But what has happened since then? We've encouraged people to still buy their weapons and their ammo and their storable foods and their water and all the essentials. But when the system blows apart, whether we have an act of terrorism, we got martial law in this country, or economically triggering effect in this country, the economy goes south, and of course we can imagine the scenarios after that. But what they did, and what I noticed that they were doing, was continually ramping up to the point that we're at today about terrorism. Anybody that was in a militia that would be completely and 100% by any Department of Justice or any of their henchmen declared to be a terrorist in this country, because we're anti-government. I mean, check out the provisions of the Patriot Act, so on and so forth. The only way that this is going to work, and this is what I realized about halfway into my little venture, is that more people have to hear the message. More people have to be once again reacquainted with their form of government. Then to decide for themselves, we'll put the information out, they can judge for themselves the veracity of it, and through their own research, hopefully to get their little brain cells synapsing with each other to get them to start to think.
Right.
And the key to the thing was in the numbers. Now, it's still the same way. If with the numbers of people we have in this country, with the commitment, the level of commitment that they have right now, it's hard to get them off a few bucks, let alone potentially their life. Things have not gotten bad enough for a lot of people yet, but thank God they'll still have their guns and their ammo for protection. But the key to this thing is in the numbers. To have millions of people in this country fully informed, jumping up and down and going, "We caught on to the scam, you bunch of crooks. That's it. We are demanding our government back, and we now have the numbers to make sure that it happens if you do not step aside."
Right.
Okay, so that's my thumbnail.
I just don't understand, John. The one thing is, like, you know, we're already classified as terrorists, right. You know, and on the Patriot Act, I don't know which one it is, Christians, gun owners, militia, classified as terrorists. I mean, they've already got us on that. I mean, what is the point in just standing still, waiting for them to come to our door and get us?
Well, here's the point, because once we go into that scenario, Ron, I'm not arguing what you're saying, but I'm telling you this. Once we go to that scenario, the salt of the earth in this country, the people that would stand up to protect themselves and really try and fight for their true government in this country, not this hijacked, reconstructed, unrecognizable thing that I see now, but they would all just be killed. I mean, if you got a death wish, that'd be the way to go. I am more secure with numbers. But more importantly, not just numbers and not just little chitter-chatter voices, but people with that level of commitment. Ron, I've got to go.
Thank you,
John, for your call. I appreciate it very much. I want to remind folks, we only got one call on a pledge drive Tuesday here. Jerry from New Jersey pledged $100. Look, $25, you get a Citizen's Rule Book, RBN bumper sticker, and an MP3 of your favorite talk show host on this network for $50. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. Citizen's Rule Book and a bumper sticker, $100. We receive a copy of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, Desi Andrews' complete series on the Thursday show in an MP3 format, Citizen's Rule Book, and bumper sticker for $500. Folks, you get a Sanjian 505P shortwave radio, brand new, not used, not refurbished, brand new in the box for $500. And for $1,000, you got your choice. A 909, top-of-the-line Sanjian, a Berkey Light, a Crown, or an Imperial. Call right now, 800-313-9443. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutrition
nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.